versus the Minnesota game in November. Are you ready? This hour's keyword is, I lost it. No, I'm just kidding. Just trying to be funny there. Not funny? Okay, here we go. It is punt. P-U-N-T. Punt is your keyword for this hour. If you haven't already, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword punt, P-U-N-T, to the WRJN site on the Civic Media app. And then use the text button to send the keyword right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck from WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called generals and admirals from their posts around the world to gather in Virginia, where he spoke to them about reshaping the Pentagon culture.
Pacifism is so naive and dangerous. It ignores human nature and it ignores human history.
And Hegseth said the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. Here's correspondent Charlie Daggett.
The question, was it necessary to get your very highest ranking individuals from all over the world, pull them in from field offices in some of these places that are conflict zones in Europe with Ukraine, in the Middle East with Gaza and Israel, etc. Bring them all here all at the same time. And of course, there's going to be staff, there's going to be advisors, when you probably could have sent a memo out or you could have had a secure video conference, which is how this is traditionally done.
President Trump also addressed the gathering and said U.S. cities could be used as a training ground for the military. In Portland, Oregon, where National Guard troops could arrive this week, City Council President Alana Pertl-Genny.
The National Guard in Oregon, and these are Oregonians that we're talking about, are used to being deployed to support their communities when we have major fires. This type of law enforcement action is certainly not what Portland is asking for.
The president said today drug maker Pfizer has agreed to lower drug costs. Olivia Rinaldi has more.
He signed this executive order back in May directing these companies to voluntarily lower their prices or face some consequences. That deadline for those voluntary agreements was on Monday, and it seems that Pfizer reached a deal with this administration. The president said that these prices will be reflected immediately, and they're expecting more deals to happen with other pharmaceutical companies that should be announced in the coming weeks and days.
There's still no agreement to prevent a government shutdown at midnight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
We are not going to be held hostage for over $1 trillion in new spending on a continuing resolution.
But Democrats are standing firm in their demand for money to extend Obamacare subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
They'd rather shut the government down than protect the health care of the American people.
A stark warning today from Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Zaporizhzhia.
He said the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant could be in critical condition. It's been off the grid now for 7 days. It's in Russian-held territory. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher, the Dow up 81 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Justice was handed down late last week for the man who shot and killed a newlywed couple inside of an Elkhorn bar last year. A Walworth County judge sentenced 58-year-old Thomas Rout to life in prison with no chance for parole. He was convicted of killing Gina and Emerson Weingart during a robbery in February of 2024. It was standing room only in Caledonia, and after 3 hours of public comment, Microsoft is one step closer to building another data center in Racine County. The Village Plan Commission voted 5-2 to rezone 244 acres near Douglas Avenue and County Line Road last night. Most neighbors spoke against it, while Microsoft and village officials said it would mean new jobs and an influx of money. The full village board takes up the final vote on October 14th. Microsoft didn't take any questions, but handed out a statement saying that they want to work with the community. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove has been awarded a federal grant. They'll be getting just over $930,000 to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and spaces for ceremonies. Bucky's has officially purchased 28 acres in Oak Creek. They paid $7.5 million to buy the land to build their massive gas station and store. Plans call for 120 pumps, with the site just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line off I-94. And the Brewers are waiting on the Cubs-Padres series to see their playoff opponent. Chicago and San Diego start their series this afternoon. When the crew does play, Milwaukee's Game 3 will be an away game. A local watch party has been planned for Davidson Park near the Harley campus. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high within a few degrees of 70. Warming up into the 80s for the rest of the week, some rain chances return later this weekend. Right now it's 73.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Vollman, and it is time for the 5 o'clock news. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody would ever confuse me doing news. No, it's a 5 o'clock class reunion for all one of you that actually believe me. So today is the year 1960 from this September September 30th. It's September 30th. Man, now I do sound old. I sound like my grandma. I'd say, Mom, Grandma, what day is it? And she'd say, well, it's Wednesday and it is the last day of September. Oh my God, it's the last day. But here it is, almost all the way to the end of September. And 1960 is our year. But in 1957, there was a really cool show that started. American Bandstand, Dick Clark. And one of his guests showed up in 1960. Well, he had a cute little song. And rather than me blab on about it, how about we let Dick Clark do the heavy lifting?
Only because we knew this fellow was going to be with us, the fellow who has the song about the bikini, which incidentally is, depending upon how you look at it, the hottest or the coolest record in the country right now, the biggest thing around, more people asking for this one. Very handsome young man does it, and check the girl in the bikini. It's called the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, Brian Hyland.
Afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so
people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
It's a Dick Clark show when you ear splitting.
You know, I've sat behind ladies in theaters before with hats on, but this is ridiculous.
All righty. So if you saw the video of that, it was really, really cute. The little kid, well, actually, the kid part wasn't cute. She was pretty. She was cute, like, you know, in a four-year-old sort of way, which, of course, she was 4 years old. But the fact that she just didn't smile the whole time, she looked like there's other places she would rather be, you know, like nap time or something like that. I'm Cindy Huber's of 5 o'clock. Class reunion. Kurt Vohman started this. I love his show. I'm not sorry, Kurt. I'm not doing your show any justice, and you're probably rethinking asking me to fill in for you, aren't you? Right by now, he's like, oh man, I just wonder if it's too late to come back from vacation. But it is, Kurt. It is. So 5 o'clock class reunion. The year is 1960, and Brian Hyland, the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Well, it's 1960, so. A brand new cartoon started. This is from the very first showing, and it was super successful right off the bat. I wonder if you can guess what the cartoon was. Popular, and as a kid, I never missed an episode, but I wanted to get a clip with Barney and Fred, and I'll tell you what, I spent all day or all morning looking for a proper clip, and the Flintstones is different from what cartoons are today. It was, you know, so leisurely paced that to get to the punchline would have been at least two songs that I play on this station, like probably about 6 minutes. So I'm like, no, we won't go there, but we will go to this next artist. And yesterday was class reunion of 1967, and Roy Orbison had a tune. Yeah, so yesterday Roy Orbison was on the class reunion, and yet again, 1960, he is on the class reunion with this tune on WRJN.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah.
Only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance, no more sorrow, but that's the chance you gotta take.
Roy Orbison, Only the Lonely, which was almost at the top of the charts this week in 1960, but there was one song blocking it, and that song was number one the week before, and then here we are at September 30th, and was 1960 was once again at the top of the heap. Its song was The Twist by Chubby Checker. Here you go. 1960 Class Reunion, WRJN.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. By. Still the children cry. Put a little love. look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Timeless, it's right here on WRJ and Jackie DeShannon. Put a little love in your heart. One of my other favorites from her was What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. And I hope I didn't screw up Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion. I hope I'm doing it justice. He does such a great job with it, and it's really hard for me to duplicate. I mean, just because, you know, I'd have to rise up to a level I just simply cannot attain. So I did the best I could. But one of the things that I was really surprised about, 1960, I was born probably about a month, well, about probably, I'm guessing myself, it was about a month before that I was born. And so I do not remember the decade quite well like I do 67. But I do remember Percy Faith in A Summer Place, and I thought, well, yeah, well, I don't know. But there were so many other, actually, that song is cool, but I didn't know if it was like when, you know, the record scratches and everything comes grinding to a halt. But what I was shocked was all the cool shows that were already on the air, like The Twilight Zone. That came on in 1957, and this was an episode, one of the most famous episodes, as a matter of fact, called The Big Tall Wish, and I'm just going to play a clip from it, but The Twilight Zone was one of the top TV shows this week in 1960. Anyway, that wasn't the part I was going to play. Oh, shoot. Okay. I segued past that part. Anyway, it's really cool. So Big Wish was about a little boy that wished for his favorite boxer to win a huge match. But all that was required was that the boxer have faith and believe that he would win it. And he would have. But you know what? He just couldn't believe in it because he was so worn out by life. And so he didn't win it. Oh, there you go. That's the show. Well, you know, The Twilight Zone had some really weird and okay. So maybe it wasn't as cool as I thought it was. So there you go. Twilight Zone was huge in 1960 this week and September 30th, 1960. Here we go.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater. Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance, especially your primer. Painter's Trust Kills Primers for a smooth start, strong adhesion, and serious stain-blocking power. And now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same-day or next-day delivery, or order online and pick up in-store. Kills Primers. Pro results, faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had.
She's not there on WRJN. Right before the news, so just to let you know, go for the green and gold. Text to win this hour. All you need to do is text the keyword, which this hour is punt, P-U-N-T. Text punt, WRJN, on your Civic Media app and send the keyword right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck from WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A big crowd turned out in Caledonia, and after 3 hours of public comment, the Plan Commission voted to move Microsoft's project forward. The rezoning of 244 acres for a proposed data center passed 5-2 last night. A lot of neighbors spoke against it, saying it threatens Caledonia's rural feel. Supporters say it would help the local economy. The proposal now heads to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft only offered a written statement saying they want to work with residents. We know two people were shot in Mount Pleasant early Sunday, but investigators aren't releasing much more than that. Police say officers on foot patrol heard the gunfire and helped two victims at the scene near 22nd and Meade. Both survived. For now, police say there's no ongoing threat, but they're not commenting on possible suspects. You can go a little bit deeper on that story today online at RacineCountyEye.com. A final resting place for area veterans is getting some upgrades. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove is getting $931,000 for facility improvements. The cemetery conducts up to 1,500 services each year and serves veterans and their families. The federal grant will fund upgrades to roads, parking, landscaping, and areas used for funerals and flag ceremonies. It's a little cheaper in Racine County than it is in Kenosha County, but not by much. The average for gas is at about that $2.80 a gallon mark. With fall comes falling gas prices. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down over 6 cents from last week to $2.82 a gallon. Nationally, prices have fallen 5.8 cents to $3.08 a gallon. Who is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy says seasonal factors such as switching to winter blends and falling demand are the primary causes for the decrease.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high within a few degrees of 70. Warming up into the 80s for the rest of the week, some rain chances return later this weekend. It's 71 right now.
WRJN.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my heart.
Somebody.
ba 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 dang a dang dang da ding a dong ding boo. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
That's the Marcells on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, 71 degrees, beautiful out there. Here's Dionne Warwick on WRJN.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part, oh how I'll love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for you.
I run for the dear, while riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. I'll love you together, together. That's how.
for me.
Groups that really same Beatles that feel redundant. You already know who it is. It's the Beatles. Nobody else sounds like them. Hey, for our go for the green and gold text to win contest, did you miss the keyword? This hour it's punt, P-U-N-T. Just text it on the Civic Media app or WRJN. You have till 6. Good luck. This right here, WRJN, Hitching a Ride. That's Vanity Fair. And the Brewers back on the air. You'll hear it live here on WRJN this Saturday, depending on who they play. Let's just hope. Myself, I did a whole bunch of yelling at this television this year, especially this summer, especially after the when they do the thing and they take that break and they whatever that is called. Come on. Now I'm sure I did actually watch the Brewers all year, especially when they started losing game after game after game. And yes, they have the best record in baseball, but they've kind of gotten comfortable with losing. And I hope that's not going to be a big deal as we start the postseason. Well, anyway, they're on. Here and I'm, but I won't be here tomorrow because I'll probably be fired after this screw up. But anyway, they're on the air, and Brewers Baseball Live is brought to you by this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Great Apple Pies, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Fuel, and Fuel and Food and Fuel, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online with the Brewers on WRJN.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffer's on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
to you, honey. Yes, you. Husband just texted me, let me know he's got roasted chicken. I am so ecstatic. Goodbye, diet. All righty. Hopefully there's a margarita with that, too, but I didn't press. Local news, Timeless is WRJ, and I don't know what you were thinking. But she sure waited like 2 days to play John Denver Calypso. She always plays that right away.
Wow. Sail on a dream on a crystal clear ocean to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. To work in the service of life and the living in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning.
Hits WRJN.
Well,
VCR never heard anything. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Getting kind of weird when you look out there and you kind of see the sun is starting to think about setting. Still got a good hour of sunlight there, probably in your eyes, unfortunately. 70 degrees right now. You have a great night. Smokey Robinson.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Seeming like I'm